Hello, my friends. We're taking a look at the Project Management Masterclass questions on people. And today, in this people test, we have the question on the screen. Let's read it together and let's learn. The idea is for you to get a feel for how the exam questions are, the length and the structure. It reads, Due East is a huge multinational oil and gas firm engaged in mega projects across the world following best practices. Now you have been hired by them as the project manager on an already existing large multinational program on a new project to lead a hybrid team. What should you do first? Should it be set a clear vision and mission, analyze team performance, enumerate ground rules the team must follow, create a team charter, and present to the team? What do you think? I'll give you a minute to think about this. All right, I think we've spent enough time here, so let's take a look at the answer. So, if you read very carefully, you'll observe stuff that you might have missed. It says, you have been hired by them as the project manager on an already existing large multinational program. On an already existing large program on a new project. So this is a project in a program. It's not an already existing project. It's a new project in an already existing program. So if you know the definition of programs, it's a group of interrelated projects managed in a coordinated way. So obviously one of these is a new one. And that's what the project manager is hired to do. So on a new project, what do you do first? Do you set a clear vision and mission? Or do you do the other three? Do you analyze team performance? No. Do you enumerate ground rules the team must follow right in the beginning? No. That comes later. Do you create a team charter? In essence, C and D are the same thing. So the best thing is to set a clear vision and mission. That's option A. That's what you do first. The PMI call this the Agile Project Charter. Take a look at page 49 and 50 in the Agile Practice Guide. All right, let's move on. Next one. Due to travel restrictions as a result of COVID, a geographically dispersed team is not able to get to work on a construction site. It is not likely that the restriction will be lifted soon. What should the project manager do first? I'm going to let you read it. You decide. We'll take a look at the answer together. All right, I think that is enough. Let's take a look. Okay, so you've already read the question and you've gleaned this is a team that is dispersed, not able to get to work on a construction site. And the question is, what should the project manager do first? You think about it. What moves the situation forward or solves the problem somewhat? Escalating to the sponsor and higher stakeholders does not do anything to this situation. You need to come to terms with this fact. Otherwise, you will struggle with this question. In addition to this understanding that escalating to the sponsor and higher stakeholders does nothing, be aware that it's very similar to D. You may not see it, but it's very similar because it does not do anything. It does not guarantee that work will be done. So doing nothing until the recession is lifted could very well be A, because it's not doing anything. Saying, oh, sponsor, help me in a situation where something can be done is not the best option. Something can be done here, no matter how small. Let's take a look at option B, suspend the project due to restriction. So what's the difference between B and D? You see that? By the way, you as the project manager, you cannot suspend the project. You do not have the power to do that on most projects. You are the project manager. You're not the sponsor. You cannot suspend it. Okay, so A, B, and D are not good enough. You can do something, right? You can ensure team members work remotely. Whatever you need to do to ensure that they can work remotely, that's what you should do. It's the best option. Now, if it said escalate to the sponsor and stakeholders to brainstorm, blah, 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 then it becomes more competitive. But even then, still, common sense, project manager, PMI goes on and on about virtual work, remote work. Yes, it's for this. And I tell you, I've mentored, trained, and coached engineering teams, design teams, civil engineering teams. And I tell you, work can be done. Yes, we go to the site. Yes, yes, yes. But work can still be done in some measure. It may not be the full-blown physical work, but a lot of things could still happen. Remember, it says, due to these travel restrictions, it's not likely that they will be lifted soon. You gotta find a way of working. And that's what this question tests you on. All right, I hope that gave you clarity. Remember, on the exam, you're going to have the what should the project manager do first clause. You're gonna have that. Bear in mind, the first question said, what should the project manager do first? So you're going to have a set of questions that are, what should the project manager do next? What should the project manager do first? What should the project manager have done? What should the project manager do? What should you do if you're the PM? Okay? I really hope you're grasping these concepts, because this is what I want to drive home for you. What should you do? There could be a little bit of fluff dressed around the questions, but it's typically a little bit. Some people have said they got horrendously long questions, much longer than this. The game changes all the time, so it's hard to predict. But one thing I can predict is, what should the project manager do next? I hope this is of help to you. Remember to go on down to the website. Praiseion is spelt on the screen, praiseion.com. Bye for now.